B-Pod Studios.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We are festive!
Yeah!
Happy holiday!
Man, that is it. We are 3 days away from vacation, and today begins the mail-in process. Lots of replays on the Mani, Roy, and Loren show.
Yesterday started the
mail-in. Behind the scenes, yesterday at 8:35, Roy said, are we still going?
They wrap it up. Play best of 2019 stuff.
My day in 30 seconds is kind of piggybacks on this, so I'll just jump in and say that yesterday I went to the Mint Museum, and I went to the Mint Museum and was part of the MLS announcement that soccer is finally here in Charlotte. The commissioner of Major League Soccer was there, Mayor Vi Lyles was there, and of course David Tepper, who gave a hilarious line and said that when he purchased the team and found out that he was getting it 100% for $350 million.
Mm-hmm.
He called the mayor and he said, "Mayor, I got you a Christmas gift, and it's probably the most expensive gift I've ever bought a woman before. $350 million soccer team is now yours."
Mm.
Anyhoot, I come back to the station and Roy says, "Hey, I got the show planned and the show's done." Now, for the most part, like, the crew, we have different ideas of what's going on in our lives, or, hey, I found this article, that article, but I'm the one that usually types it into, like, our show sheet, we call it, like, our playbook.
I knocked it out yesterday.
With all replays.
Best of 2019. You want me to play in the end of the year show?
Gotcha. That's so funny.
How about you guys? What'd you do? Oh, by the way, I want to spend more time on this, but, like, around 6:38 this morning, I want to tell you guys, yesterday evening, I was very suspicious about meeting a guy in a parking lot.
I would be generally suspicious about that, too.
Yeah, I met him online. So I'll tell you more about that.
Right.
So my day in 30 seconds evolves this morning. My dog is so smart. She has major anxiety and abandonment issues. I mean, all she's ever known is, like, her kids being taken away, her being abandoned by her previous. She has major issues. So Sterling's gone. I'm a single dad. And I'm trying to not freak her out by leaving in the morning. But she's smart. She knows when I'm up to a scheme.
So what are you trying to sneak out?
Yeah, I was trying to sneak out.
Like,
so
a child.
I got everything ready, like the stuff to cover the couches and the TV on to her favorite thing, and put the bed right and get the window open so she can see. And then, as I was going to leave, I was going to put her food down so that when she starts eating, I could sneak out the door.
Right.
And so I put her food down, and she just stares at me. And she never does that. She, like, typically immediately demolishes her food. She's staring at me going, "I know, you're about to walk out this dang door."
They learn behaviors.
Yes. And so she's just staring, and I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to walk out. You're going to have a meltdown. You're going to have a meltdown, and then you're going to probably not eat. And then so leaving my dog was hard this morning.
Well, this song is for her this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe you should play this for her. Distract her.
I played spa music for
her. That's probably a good idea.
I don't think I'd leave the TV on.
Yeah, I found this YouTube channel that's like 15 hours of spa music. I just leave it on for her.
There's actually a channel on DirecTV that is like the dog stimulation channel that you're supposed to leave it on when you go out of the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have like dogs barking in the background of music?
You have to pay for it. I don't pay for that. It's not in my package. Huh. So it's just, I could just see it's there, but it's the dog stimulation channel.
I used to leave Animal Planet or something on, but then they started airing all those veterinarian shows where they're cutting up animals, and that's too traumatic.
Yeah, I mean, Treehouse Experts is on that network. Yeah, it's weird. Mm-hmm. All right, what about you, Rin?
I had to get an oil change yesterday, which took 2.5 hours.
What?
For your car, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else would I get an oil change
I don't
on?
Know. I didn't know
your
if you
clock?
Meant that you were going...
Your grandfather clock? I don't know.
Don't maybe you were going for a physical. No. I call my physical an oil change.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I had
full
to go
tune up.
To go get an oil change, and then I went and saw the premiere or the preview of Cats last night. And
wonderful?
I really enjoyed it. I was very disappointed to see, I would say, 1/4 of the theater get up and leave at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How close is it to the actual Broadway? You've seen the Broadway show.
I mean, it's pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. The costumes were amazing. The dancing was amazing.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't the storyline pretty much them sacrificing a cat? to the gods?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
In so many words, yes. But I guess you really have to enjoy and appreciate Broadway to appreciate the movie.
Did you see the play?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so did you.
Yes, right. I did. Mm-hmm. The cats jumped out from the stage and ran right up to me.
Yeah, I was a theater major, though.
Very frightening.
What?
I said I was a theater major,
you were?
Though. So that was my first major in college. So
yeah.
I'm like, I love anything that is like theatrical like that.
Did
so.
You graduate with that degree?
No.
Did you graduate?
Yes. Communications.
Yeah, okay. That's
I changed my major like three times. When I realized that I wasn't going to LA and I probably couldn't do anything with theater, I decided it was probably best to change it over.
Yeah.
Unless I wanted to be a teacher.
Speaking of theater and movies, normally we get screenings sent to us. And then last night, my buddy Spike, who works for a friend of ours, Mojo, in Detroit, said he was on his way to the Star Wars screening. And I go, where's ours? Like, we usually get an email weeks in advance the Star Wars screening is happening.
I hate to break it to you. We had one and we didn't get invited.
Really?
Why would that be?
I'm telling you, because I got my real estate office had tickets that we were giving to our clients last night.
Oh, then maybe it wasn't a media one.
Yeah,
maybe.
It probably didn't have media involved. But we didn't
get that.
We didn't get Bombshell. I really wanted to see Bombshell.
Did you talk to the people there when you left?
No, it was busy, and you know I slide in at the last minute, so.
Yeah. Because, like, Jewel, the one about the Atlanta bombing, that I got in my email. I got, you know, there's a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to guess that they didn't pick and choose who they were asking to go.
I think so. I don't know how they had, because I think it was a selected public screening too, but media I don't think was reviewing it.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay. All right, so blah, blah, blah. So we will have that really doesn't affect anybody else, except I would have come on the air and told you if it was good or not.
Right.
If we were invited to the media screening. Maybe somebody that went to the public screening could call me and tell me whether it was good or not. How about that? Well, we're going to check in with the Santa Hotline coming up in just about 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. So we have this thing called the Santa Hotline. There's the Christmas one. We have this thing called the Santa Hotline. If you want the phone number, you can grab it by going to our Instagram at the MRL Show. But Santa Claus gave us his voicemail password, so we're able to log in and listen to all the things that the kids want for Christmas.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hello, Santa. I just want a history book. I like history.
Next message.
Hello, Santa. I really want clothing.
Next message.
Hi, Santa.
My name's Gavin.
And I want Legos for Christmas and Lincoln Logs.
No.
Next message.
My name is Bailey Gazzy Zane. I want fuzzy boots down and what and I want some new books for fourth grade and third grade.
How cute are those kids?
I know.
That's awesome. And they're going to get that stuff for Christmas if they've been good. And, of course, you can hear your kids on the MRL Morning Show just by heading over to kiss95.1.com, or you can head over to at the MRL Show on Insta, and we have the number there.
I didn't know that kids still want Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
That's like an old school gift.
Legos, Lincoln Logs, yeah.
They've all lasted the test of time.
That's true.
Lorraine, what you got coming up in the dirty?
So there might be a new singer in the Star Wars flick, and I'll tell you who it is coming up in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So it looks like... Excuse me. It looks like there's going to be a new singer in the upcoming Star Wars flick. And we think it's Harry Styles. Now, there had been some rumors, but there was a cryptic tweet that went out. And it says, I wonder what hashtag secret stormtrooper this will be. And we previously learned that there have been 4 UK superstars in the flicks up until now. So both Prince William and Harry, Daniel Craig, and Tom Hardy have all been secret stormtroopers.
Who knew that? I have the inside track. I know exactly who it is. Here's a clip of the movie, and the person singing is someone people know locally.
Love with a dancer, for a girl to be the hottest. Like it was, you break it down. I
this is actually
see
the movie.
You, girl.
Sounds like No Limit Larry from Power 98.
Ding.
Oh, he's the secret stormtrooper. Yep. Oh. Gotcha. Not Harry Styles.
Yep. And he's singing that to Kylo Ren.
I didn't realize he had the voice of an angel.
All right, so Demi Lovato, she just got some very meaningful ink. She got a new tattoo. And if you remember, back in 2018, she suffered an alleged drug overdose. Well, she's now been over a year sober, and she got a neck tattoo to mark her progress. And it just simply says, Survivor.
You asked producer Nicole off the air if she would ever get a neck tattoo.
And she wants one.
Really? Oh, gosh, those scare me.
What are you going to get, Nicole?
I just want, like, the words keep going.
Good.
She did tell me she wanted, like, a big tattoo on her neck at some point that said Weaver.
Yeah, I was in, like, middle school. Okay. Come on, I thought.
Do the Aaron Carter thing where it's a big thing on his face.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You do, I'm over you. That.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Just don't get the big Weaver.
We like the neck tats. Yeah. Just don't do that one.
Okay. So we have a official winner of The Voice Season 17. If you've got it DVR'd, go ahead and turn down your radio. We don't want to ruin anything for you. I'll give you a second. But there is one last undefeated coach on the panel now, and that's Kelly Clarkson.
Woo-hoo!
Because Jake Hoot won the show. And if you remember, back when he auditioned, he only had one chair turnaround, and he took the title.
And the guy from TGK, I guess, lost a long time ago. I lost track.
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
Okay.
But that is your dirty.
I'm going to tell you why I was suspicious meeting a man in a parking lot yesterday, coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Today, you're on the Rim Morning Show.
So my dad wanted me to sell something for him, and he doesn't know how to do it. He can't go on, you know, Craigslist or...
I mean, your dad has the color ID on his TV.
Yeah.
Which is the cool old school thing, man.
My parents have a landline, and the only people that call are telemarketers.
Yeah.
Everybody else calls
Why
the cell.
Why keep it?
Because I think they got the triple play deal.
Well, you know, I got that deal, too. I got, like, some where I get free voice. I told him not to hook it up.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want it. Just
Yeah. And quite honestly, my dad doesn't have a cell phone, so he calls out a lot on his home phone. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. He said, I got a new leaf blower. And I said, oh, that's good. I was going to get you one for Christmas. So I'm glad you went out and bought your own, because my brothers were going to buy him a new leaf blower for Christmas. Yeah. But he went out and bought his own. And he has a gas one. He doesn't want to pull it anymore. He just wants an electric one.
Yeah.
So he said, it's a nice leaf blower. He's only used it a handful of times. So I said, I'll come grab it, and I'll put it on Facebook Marketplace, you know, and I'll sell it. It's like I said, hardly used. So some of them were going for like $150. I just wanted to get rid of it. I sold it for $100.
Now, will you give him the money?
I'll explain what we're going to do with the money here in a second.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook, Roy, and I get like 5 hits. From people that is it still available? You know, I respond yes, and then I get one hit where it's all in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And it says there's a translate button.
Okay, that's getting convenient.
Yeah, because I know some Spanish, but this was like,
it's beyond you.
It was beyond my comprehension. By the way, I've taken 5 or 6 years of Spanish, and I still couldn't read the sentence. And all it said was, "Is the leaf blower still available?"
That's cool though that you can just hit a button.
Yeah. So I said yes, and he hit me back again. But the weird thing was, and where I started thinking that something was strange, was the next round of conversations I had with this person was perfectly written English.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's a translate button on his side, but to ask if it's still available in Spanish, and then when I say yes, here's how much it is, would you meet me somewhere in Waxhaw to trade? It was all really, really good English.
Well, maybe he assumed that you speak Spanish at first, and then...
But he would know who I am because I'm Manny Kiss on Facebook.
Okay, but hang on.
Not saying he would know who I am from the show, but at least he knows that, you know...
Well, maybe he's bilingual. See, this is what I think. I think either A, he's from a bilingual family, and maybe the wife started the conversation, and then he finished it, like when you go into Facebook Marketplace, and the only reason I know this is because I'm trying to buy like a baby piano for cash right now. If you are bilingual, you probably have different prompts down here, like where the message is, but they give you ones like just quick ones that you can tap on. So maybe his is in Spanish.
That's a good tip. I ended up meeting him, so I know the answer to the question. But I'm very suspicious, and I'm like, you know, And then all of a sudden it said, will you accept my offer of $100? And I was like, does that mean you're going to pay me through PayPal or is there like some weird thing? And I said, yeah, you know, $100 cash. The blower's yours. I said, I'll meet you at this location in Waxhaw. And he's like, great. Can I have your number? And I'll text you when I get there. I go, no, let's just continue.
Weird.
Is that weird?
No, it's just...
It's weird.
I'm guarded.
It's not weird because, I mean, then people could randomly get it. But I feel like if they don't know that you're protective of your family because you're on the radio, then it looks kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was suspicious of you.
Uh-huh. It's not even really anything to do with the radio. If you sell something, the last thing I want the guy to do is all of a sudden, you know, text me.
Because it's broken?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just want to screw him over?
No, I wouldn't screw him over. But the leaf blower works fine, but all of a sudden if it stops working, don't come at me. It's no different than if you sell a car privately
sure.
and it works and all of a sudden the engine blows out 5 months later, the guy's going to call you. No. So I go and meet him. And he's the nicest guy. Spanish gentleman, but the nicest guy.
Okay.
And he's buying the leaf blower for his mom. Huh. And I said, I got to be honest, I was a little suspicious at first because the first message you sent me was in Spanish and I had to translate it. And then all of a sudden you spoke perfectly good English. And he goes, yeah, my mom was the one. She doesn't speak English. She saw it, sent the message.
Yeah.
So I took over for her.
Oh, wow, that was a good guess. I would have never thought that.
But I'm telling you, I use Facebook Marketplace a lot. I use it more to sell than to buy, but I use it a lot.
Okay.
So, but the funny thing is like, we were IMing each other on Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's like, that was our texting. And he's like, still on for 5? I said, yes, running a little late, waiting for my wife to get home. Blower's loaded in the car, ready to meet you. I'm here. What are you driving? And then I responded right afterwards, I'm driving a white Jeep. What are you driving? And he said, also kind of like a Jeep, white Sorento. So I pull into the parking lot and there's a white Sorento and I put it in park and I get out and I walk up and it's a woman and her son.
not him.
Yeah, white Sorentos are pretty common cars, dude.
I'm gonna have to leave. I'm going, you want this? She's probably like, what?
Get away from my car, you creep.
Son, get down. It's the leaf blower killer.
Yeah. You know, like you have people that try to get you to buy all these other things. You've never met the one guy with the leaf blower. Hey.
Yeah. Like it's hot and I'm trying to sell it. I need some cash. I got to go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Target, can I sell the leaf blower to you? And eventually, I drove around and parked. But like it was so funny. Like the white Sorento and the white Jeep. Like we're driving, and I'm like, "Is that him?" And he's like, "Is that him?" And like it was like two boats crossing in the night where we passed.
That's him.
But it turned out to be a nice, easy transaction. But you're really suspicious, man, because you hear stories and people share posts on Insta and Facebook about how they get screwed over and meet in a public place. Don't ever have anybody come to your house.
Yeah, but don't you give your address to people for porch pickups?
My wife does, but
I do all the time.
Those are moms.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, though, is like a lot of the moms listen to the show, and there I am parenting on a Tuesday afternoon. Ruby's walking in the middle of the road by herself, and this mom comes down for a porch pickup, and she's like, hey, I love the show. I'm like, sorry, I'm being parent of the year. All right, hey, up next, we can all agree that TV Guide would put out a really good list for the top shows of the decade.
Okay.
2010 to 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, TV Guide's a legit thing.
I think so.
It's going to blow your mind.
Did they pick the crappiest shows?
I don't know how.
Okay.
We'll get into it coming up at 6:52. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Roxanne. You know, the song was famous through TikTok, which you should follow us on TikTok at the MRL Show. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Roy and I have a whole TikTok theory. We can't get into it.
We'll the Ram Party Podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say next year.
Oh, okay.
On the show.
All right, we'll tease it for next year.
All right, producer Nicole, you probably watch more TV than any of us.
I don't know if that's a compliment or what, but yeah, probably.
That includes a lot of Netflix because you don't have you cut the cord.
Yep.
Okay. So TV Guide, it's a reputable website. They put out the top 25 shows of the decade from 2010 to 2019.
Okay.
Now, we're not going to go through all 25. I'm just going to yell out a couple random ones, then we'll get into the top 10.
Okay.
All right. And if anybody's seen any of these and you agree, let me know. Parenthood was number 21.
Never watched it.
Never heard of it.
It's on Hulu and it was on NBC. Glow.
Glow?
Netflix, really? 2017 to present, the number 18 best show of the decade.
Really? The wrestling thing?
I've heard that. That is amazing. Even if you're not into wrestling, I've heard it's good.
Really?
But not into it.
By the way, it's YouTube, in the last 2 years of the year, that show gets awarded the best of the decade? I mean, come on.
18.
No, that's not.
Number 17, Hannibal. It's on NBC, ran from 13 to 15.
I don't know that one.
Is Revenge on there?
I'll get to it.
Revenge.
16, Jane the Virgin, the CW.
Okay.
And now on Netflix.
Never seen that.
15, Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's pretty funny, though.
From 2011 to now.
I've seen clips. I don't watch it.
But the only time I watch it is because I DVR The Simpsons, and a lot of times if football runs over, it's the first 5 minutes of my Simpsons episode on DVR is Bob's Burgers.
I love how you DVR The Simpsons.
Oh, my God. I have every episode. Y'all, Stranger Things.
Yeah.
On the top 25 list, where did it fall?
11. No pun intended.
7.
Nice. You just went on the 7-Eleven train. What?
10.
14.
Oh.
Should be higher. Power. It's on Stars.
Yeah, I heard that's good.
Yeah, I have
Number
heard
13,
that.
American Crime Story on FX.
Yes.
Number
yes.
12.
Is American Horror Story on there?
Game of Thrones is, Lauren.
Okay.
They didn't crack the top 10. They come in at number 10.
Really?
This is TV Guide's best TV shows of the decade.
I'm writing a dispute.
Yeah, I'm starting to lose my faith in TV Guide.
Y'all, one of our favorites. We love it. We're not swearing. It's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-S. It's Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, I love that show.
Number 8.
Well-deserved
on the list.
Well-deserved.
Fleabag.
What?
This won an Emmy.
Okay.
Fleabag. Yeah.
What channel?
It is on Amazon. Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, they just threw
a
nugget
to them. Is the Marvelous Miss Maisel on there?
Nope, but Better Call Saul is.
Okay, that's good.
That's the spinoff, right?
Number 6. And these are only shows that started in 2010 and beyond.
Okay, what's number 1?
Atlanta was number 5, Justified number 4, The Leftovers number 3.
Never heard of any.
That's why I'm reading these to you guys. I'm picking some. Veep on HBO.
Very good. Yeah.
Number 2.
Good. Very good. Very well earned, by the way.
The number 1 show of the decade, according to TV Guide.
I have a feeling this is going to be something we've never heard of.
Oh, it's Modern Family.
Revenge.
Has to be.
I've never watched an episode of it. Mm. It is The Americans.
What?
It's on FX, and it ran from 2013 to 2018.
No.
I've seen an episode. It's pretty good. I never got into it.
So, wait. American Horror Story didn't make it. Revenge didn't make it.
Blacklist?
How did Blacklist not make it?
I've never seen
The Office started before 2010.
It did?
Yeah.
What about Scandal, The Blacklist?
Scandal? Holy cow. How did Scandal not make the list?
That was a
Grey's Anatomy?
Well, that
started before 2010.
2005.
Okay. You're just yelling out TV. I Love Lucy?
Yeah.
Friends? The Brady Bunch?
Should Friends be up there?
Revenge should be on there. That was the best start to finish.
No, it's not.
With a good ending.
The Good Place?
That is funny.
Rectify? These are top shows. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW. The Jinx.
The Jinx. This is all TV Guide's crap. You know what? This is why you barely exist anymore, because no one needs you.
Wow.
These shows pay TV Guide to write about them so they'd get more.
It's possible.
Follow the facts. I'm not believing this.
Yep, it's possible, but I'm going to post the list up at kiss951.com. You can go check it out there. TV Guide's top shows of the decade. And then I'll wait for producer Nicole to blog her thoughts. Your top 10.
Okay,
I would love that. All right.
Still to come.
Deep in the decade, though.
So, these are the new, these are the holiday traditions you should start with your long-term partner. You know, I found out that Nicole started a tradition with her thing, her person. I don't know what to...
By the way, we went in real deep in yesterday's Rap Party podcast.
I don't know what to call you and your friend. And then also Sterling and I started one this year. We'll discuss next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy, the Ram Morning Show. It is the holiday season. And, you know, we found this list where the holiday traditions you should start with your partner. And Sterling and I started a holiday tradition this year. And it happened kind of accidentally.
What did you guys do?
It wasn't really planned.
Well, it's like having a child.
And I was talking to someone. I'm like, you know, that's the one thing that we can't accidentally do. Like, it has to be like a really thought out process for us to get a child. We sent some holiday cards.
Oh, so, this is?
Yeah, this is from the Sterling and I.
Is there a reason why I don't have one?
You didn't make the cut. I'm sorry.
That's weird. I sent you one.
Yeah.
I sent one to all of you.
What do you mean she didn't make the cut?
You only ordered so many, didn't you?
I never planned for this to be a thing.
Huh.
And it just kind of happened.
How many people got Christmas cards from Sterling and Roy?
Okay, well, so
if it's more than 10, I will walk over there and...
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is. Oh, my gosh, you guys wrote something on the back, too?
Yeah, I wrote a little note for each of you, and a little personal note. So I only ordered 20 cards total, and I had to send it to, you know, I own a real estate business. I had to send it to people with the real estate business, and then Sterling found out that I did this, and then he had to send it to some people, and then it became like, well, now we have to pick and choose who's getting cards and who's not getting cards.
Okay. I just want to read to you the first line of my Christmas card.
The one that Nicole didn't get? Yeah. Go ahead.
You get our first couple's Christmas card! Exclamation mark!
Yeah, I got one too. It's our first couple's holiday card. I wouldn't imagine a world without you all in our lives. We cherish your friendship greatly. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I would probably just go home if I were you, Nicole.
Yeah. I think my day ends at 9:15. So
much for same-sex couples staying together,
You don't do one of those cards, and you don't, you know, you're not into that stuff.
Right? Should I be able to tell you if I'm into it or not?
Now, hold on a second. Now you're starting to see what I see when April 23rd comes or April 24th comes around, and that's Dean's birthday, and he has a party, and I don't want to wear you guys out by inviting you to his 6-year-old birthday party.
Oh, no, I'm still offended by that. You have every right to be offended by not getting a Christmas card, Nicole.
It's a little different if none of us get invited.
But you see what I mean.
But do you understand my perspective? I only had 20. And you don't really have a family, right?
What does that have to do with getting a Christmas card? I've gotten Christmas cards from, right now I currently have 5 from different people. And I haven't even gotten Lauren and Manny's yet.
I sent mine on Monday. They're late.
I had to send, I haven't even sent mine out. I have to do that today. I had to send it to clients, and then I had to send it to Manny and Lauren because I knew that would be a whole thing if I didn't.
I have a refrigerator to post it on.
Or a mantle.
Yeah, this is not going to look good on a mini fridge.
I had to send it to my parents.
Like I'm some college frat boy.
I have a beer to spill on my card, Nicole.
And as I'm writing this, I knew that this card would be offensive. Dude. I knew it. But
it's
not
an offensive card.
No, but to Nicole, I knew it was going to start a problem.
It's a great picture, by the way.
It's an awesome picture.
But I up for the camera.
I couldn't...
I'm putting it up right now.
There's no camera.
I couldn't buy more just for you. So
we're good here.
And now it's too late.
Unless
you do a specific photo shoot specifically for her where you go the extra mile. Because now it's just a sympathy card.
Do you really care about
this? Well, soon, Nicole. Sorry to break your heart. And by the way, you're so lucky that your boyfriend's out of town today.
Why?
Oh, he would crush you for this.
Oh, for not giving her a card?
Yes.
For sure.
Our spouses hate when we do something and then go on the radio and they set it off the air, like, you should definitely send Nicole a card, or you should, and we don't do it, because it makes them look bad, too.
Yeah.
Are you really offended that you didn't get a Christmas card?
Kinda.
I'll share mine with you, Nicole.
It's okay. It's okay.
To Amanda, Maney, and Nicole, I'll write it in. It's our first couple's holiday card, and it's the fact that you personalized it to each one of us, and she didn't get that.
And I had to do that because I had different motives for each card. Like I said, some card was for clients, some cards were for Sterling, and it couldn't be the most generic thing that I just sent
clients.
To people.
Here's a bunch of the cards, too, by the way. Let's see. The Maneys, the Stragers, that's you guys.
This pen.
Intern Stefan got one.
He's very important.
Ace and TJ?
They're a legend in this market. How'd you not send them one?
We
Whitney Way Thor Roy.
She was a stripper 10 love interest on a TV show. How do you not send that at?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, happy holidays, Nicole.
So funny.
Thanks.
I originally wanted to know what tradition you were starting this year.
Yeah.
Because me and Sterling and I started this tradition, and I heard that you and your partner were starting one.
Yeah, we're going to start eating Chinese food on Christmas.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Notice you didn't say start a Christmas card thing.
I'm going to start slashing the tires of people who don't send me Christmas cards.
That's our new holiday tradition.
We don't do it anymore, but back in like the 90s and 2000s when I still went back to New Jersey to celebrate the holidays with my family when I was living in California, my cousins, my dad, my brothers and I, we would watch Chris Rock's Bigger and Blacker stand up. After Christmas dinner.
Every year.
Every year for like five straight years. We'd be like, is it time? And what's so great is it became a tradition, which is cooler than saying, hey, we have a new tradition.
Right.
All of a sudden, we were like, we doing it? Let's do it. Oh, Bigger and Blacker is hilarious. It's dated now, obviously.
Is it on Netflix?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
We just wear the same PJs, holiday PJs.
You know what? This is why I hate the holidays, because it tears people apart. Nicole and I was good.
I'm good.
No, I can tell. I can tell. She's not good.
Don't ask me to go on air again.
See ya.
Lighting up the radio like your neighbor's Christmas display. It's the MRL Morning Show.
Kiss 95.1.
Well, we have determined that there's now a dispute between the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. I, for the first time, did a couple's Christmas card with my partner, Sterling, and I did not send one to Nicole and her partner because I only bought 20. I didn't buy enough. I had to pick and choose who I needed to send things to.
And from your explanation a little while ago, it sounds like you were thinking like more sending it to families.
Yeah.
Than a UNCC sorority frat boy.
It didn't come across my mind for some reason.
Kathy and Charlotte's got your back, it says here. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to tell Nicole, my feeling is it's way better to have a friend that really has your back and loves you all year long instead of worrying about the card. Because at Christmas time, I get cards from people that I never even talk to. And I feel like they're just giving me a card to show me their picture, their outfits, their vacation, or whatever the picture is of. It's better to have a real friend all year long. That's what I would concentrate on.
Okay, so Manny and Lauren, you guys are my real friends.
You think I sent a card to them because I care about them? That's not true.
Kathy, did you enjoy Roy's Christmas card when you got it?
Yeah, I framed it and put it right up.
There you go. All right, thanks, Kathy. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays, okay?
You too.
Bye. All right, we're going to get into the dirty on the 30. Also, the Santa hotline is going to come up, and we got to replay our prank phone call that we played yesterday.
By the way, next year, I'm going to buy like 100 Christmas cards. If I met you on the sidewalk, you're getting one. Everyone's getting one. If you have a pulse, you're getting a Christmas card from me.
Probably a good idea.
You can make up for it. We'll play your prank phone call to the holiday Christmas radio station.
Ooh, okay.
We'll do that today, too. So much to come. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Kiss 95.1. Just to wrap up the whole Roy didn't send Nicole a Christmas card conversation, because this text is so funny. 704 sent a text and said, wow, Roy might as well invite Nicole to dinner and then make her pay the bill.
All right.
I'm going to do something special for Nicole.
Well, don't worry, because all of our listeners are going to be sending Christmas cards to Nicole. And they're going to be coming in the mail here to the radio station. I've been telling people 1520 South Boulevard, yep. Nicole.
There you go.
They're very sweet. Loren?
Yes.
Over to you.
All right. So it looks like Miley Cyrus may have another little project up her sleeve. And this time she looks like she's mixing business and pleasure. She applied to trademark the name Bandit and Bardot. Which people are speculating that she is starting a new project band with her boyfriend, Cody Simpson.
Miley, what's good?
The way the trademark reads on the application, it strongly suggests that they are starting a band. Channing Tatum, he isn't afraid for a good challenge, especially if it involves wading in frozen water and for agonizing minutes. This is something that the Navy SEALs have to do to pass their training. And he's doing it on the National Geographic show, Running with Running Wild with, is it Bear Giles?
Yeah. Bear Grylls, I think.
Grylls, okay. So he said he has no idea what's going to happen when he gets into the water because he knows that your brain function slows down and you can say some really absurd things. And he says, my brain doesn't always function when I'm completely fine and warm. So
who did you say that was?
Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Peter.
I hope he does it with a shirt off.
Peter Freights, the guy who inspired the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, he died, and I don't think we mentioned it.
Yeah. But it was like a week ago?
Yeah, he helped raise millions of dollars. And I saw over the weekend on the news, a doctor said that because of the Ice Bucket Challenge, we now have advances in ALS that are.
Really?
He said, quote, exciting.
I never knew that people actually donated. I just thought they were just pouring ice on each other.
You know, they made the donation. Yeah. All right. Yep. All right.
Okay.
What else?
So prosecutors have been withholding information that will clear Lori Loughlin, apparently. Now, I don't know about this, but they say that they have evidence to show that the $500,000 that her and her husband shelled out for their daughters to get into USC, that it was a completely legitimate donation, that that's what they thought anyway. And I'm like, hello, they made up a whole rowing team. Taylor Swift, she stepped out in New York City earlier this week for the premiere of her new movie Cats, which I saw last night. And it was a very rare moment because she was sporting some PDA with her man, Joe Alwyn. And paparazzis caught them as they were leaving the Lincoln Center holding hands. Taylor was covered with an umbrella since it was raining out.
No, they never get photographed like that.
Never. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why the tabloids are now giving Kate Middleton and Prince William some issues.
Okay.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take Lorraine down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss
95.1. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the Mandy, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show. You're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Yeah.
Down in Spartanburg.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you ever played before?
Nope. This is my first time.
All right. Let's see how you do.
All right, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
I am going.
All right, Lorraine's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. Tori playing for all the Spartanburgians. Kate Middleton was caught shrugging off her husband, and the internet can't stop cringing, but we also can't stop watching. Who is her royal husband?
Prince William.
And Mark Hamill hit Twitter and made a post that have fans speculating that this former One Directioner may make an appearance as a stormtrooper in the new Star Wars movie. Which 1D member is that? Three?
Harry Styles.
Okay. Question three. Taylor Swift and her man, Joe Alwyn, didn't get photographed much together, but they were caught in a rare moment of PDA after stepping out for the premiere of her new movie based on what Broadway show?
Cats.
And rumors are flying about a possible ban between Miley Cyrus and her current boyfriend after the company trademarked the name Bandit and Bardot. Who is her boyfriend right now?
Cody Simpson.
Question five. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's daughter recently turned 4. And he posted a sweet tribute to her on the gram, guaranteed to put you in all your feels. Now, before he was a wrestler, The Rock played what sport in college?
Football.
Come on in, Lorraine.
All right. How did Tori do?
She got them all correct, Lorraine, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Very confident. She might be the winner of a Sona Dermatology and Med Spa gift certificate. Let's see. Kate Middleton was caught shrugging off her husband, and the internet can't stop cringing but can't stop watching either. Who is her royal husband?
Prince William.
And Mark Hamill hit Twitter and made a post that have fans speculating that this former 1D member may make an appearance as a stormtrooper in the new Star Wars movie.
Harry Styles.
Question three. Taylor Swift and her man, Joe Alwyn, don't get photographed much together, but they were caught in a rare moment of PDA after stepping out for the premiere of her new movie based on what Broadway show?
Cats.
Rumors are flying about a possible ban between Miley Cyrus and her current boyfriend after her company trademarked the name Bandit and Bardot. Who is her boyfriend?
Cody Simpson.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson recently posted a picture of his 4-year-old daughter, a tribute to her on Instagram. It's guaranteed to put you in all your in all the feels. So go check it out.
Okay.
But before he was a wrestler, The Rock played this sport in college for
the
University
of Miami.
All right, it's a tie. 5-5. Lorraine, you win.
He actually went into the NFL draft and didn't get drafted, Roy. I know you're surprised about that.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Tori. Great job. All five correct. But it is a tie. Go ahead, let me hear
Tori
it.
From Spartanburg, and I can't beat Lauren, but I can tie her.
Thanks, Tori. Thanks for playing.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
The biggest confessions of 2019. Every Wednesday, you've been calling into the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show and just revealing it all. This one topped it with the most downloads on the Kiss 95.1 app, where a woman leaves her fiancé to date his dad. You have to hear this shocking, unbelievable confession. And the biggest confession of 2019 in 5 minutes.
It's Confession Wednesday.
Good name.
Totally Kiss. Get those deep, dark secrets off your chest. You'll feel better about yourself. Call Kiss 704-570-9595.
Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studio. Call and confess. And it could be something serious, could be something silly. We've had confessions where someone said I was at a party and I peed in the closet. You never know what you're going to get with Confession Wednesday. All right, we have Anonymous. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Yes, I had another pee confession. So one time whenever me and my fiance first got together, we were at the sandbar with like a ton of people. And for some reason, I just didn't feel comfortable enough to pee in the water. And I'm a nurse, so I know how important it is to, you know, pee and not hold it. And anyways, I got in his friend's boat, and the bathroom wasn't working, and I just used the bathroom in the bathroom anyways.
So he told you not to use the bathroom in the boat? Is that what you're saying?
No, they didn't tell me not to use the bathroom in the boat, but I knew that it wasn't working, and it had, like, a bunch of floats deflated in there, and I just... felt comfortable enough to use it in there.
Hey, man, well, you got to go.
That's true.
Yeah, especially when you're drunk.
Yeah. So, wait, you went on the floats and stuff?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
As far as I can remember.
Yeah. So someone peed on a bunch of jackets in a closet. We had that confession once. And now we can add to our pee confessions, everyone. Mark it on your calendars.
Inflatables
now. And happy National Nurses Day.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Anonymous in Fort Mill.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, you're on in our Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone studio with Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
So I'm in an intimate relationship with my fiance's father.
So you're soon-to-be father-in-law.
Yes.
How intimate?
Moving furniture intimate on a every two-day basis.
Whoa.
And how did this happen?
We were at his cousin's wedding, and that's when I was pregnant, and I was being sober, of course, and he came on to me whenever he was drunk, and one thing led to another, and it just happened.
Now, you're sitting, it's happening like every 2 days, so I'd imagine that your fiance doesn't know that you guys are meeting up every 2 days, because that'd be a big red flag. But hey, why are you hanging out with dad all the time?
Yeah. Just stuck out with the gym, so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you, this might be taking this too far, but do you and your fiance move furniture as often as you and his dad?
No.
Who's better?
His dad.
Yeah.
Probably. Who's better looking?
His dad.
Oh, my God. So are you going to leave your fiance for his dad?
Well, it's technically his stepdad, but it's like I like older men.
Okay, So are you going to leave your fiance? Is that where this is going?
Possibly, because he's just a horrible guy.
Listen, we call it the...
He's on me numerous times.
Yeah, we call it the judgment-free zone here, and we don't judge and just supposed to listen to the confessions, but this is also where we do War of the Roses. So... We also will tell people if you're in one relationship and you're not happy and you're seeing someone else, just tell that person and be honest with them, right?
Yeah, he's lied to my face numerous times about it, and it's like, dude, come on.
Plus, if the dad's hotter and better.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, is there even any reason to discuss this whole thing?
Well, I think they had a kid together.
Oh, yeah.
No, we miscarried.
Oh, sorry.
3 weeks later, so...
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, everything happens for a reason, so maybe your reasons are lining up. Who knows?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks for confessing. Hopefully that helps. See, you never know what you're going to get on Confession Wednesday. There's someone who's messing around with her fiancé's father-in-law. Back live now here on Kiss 95.1. That is the most downloaded confession with nearly 10,000 downloads in 2019. I'd forgotten about that one.
Yeah.
And by the way, we know that we said in there, Happy National Nurses Day. We know it's not Nurses Day.
No, that was aired previously.
Yes. So you can go back on the calendar and look when that aired. It aired on National Nurses Day.
But hey, we still have a big holiday show to get to. This time, I'm going to call a Christmas radio station. You know those stations that throw out their normal playlist to play nothing but Christmas music? I call one and prank them in a new random survey after Sam Smith.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
All right, we're back on Christmas Lights 98.3, taking your calls on creating the perfect holiday tree.
And you know, we know a lot of people have issues with flocking their tree, so we definitely don't have any issues helping you out with that.
All right, we got Joe calling us all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, my name's not Joe. I lied to your little elf producer there who answered the phone. My name's actually Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau. I'm operator number 704-570-9595. I got you on a recorded line, by the way.
Oh, well, who would have thought the government was a fan of our show?
Not after that bit we did last week.
Oh, yeah. We're not a fan. We just need to ask you questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Listen, I want to know, is your neighborhood too dangerous for Christmas caroling?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And are you so poor that even your gingerbread house is in foreclosure?
Well, that's...
Due to the economy... Do you plan on buying batteries and attaching a note that says toy not included?
No,
a little backwards.
Yeah.
And if you're able to fit into your clothes after the holidays, would you call that a Christmas miracle?
All right, sorry about that, y'all. Let's keep the conversation about decorating the perfect Christmas tree. Jody from Rockdale, you're live on the air.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out if purple tinsel matches my green tree.
Well, you know, Jody, it depends on if it's real or if it's a fake tree and how dark the pine needles are. Ideally, you'll want purple to stick out on the lighter trees, whereas with the darker trees, you're going to want...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Silvers and golds to go with it.
Great advice. All right, Jesse, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, listen, it's me, Mr. Brown again. Don't hang up.
Oh, all right. Hi.
Look, hey, I want to apologize.
Okay.
I hope you have a merry little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Listen, Santa's coming to town soon, ain't he?
He sure is.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you hear what I hear?
What is that?
A rup-a-pum-pum. Listen, you have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You too, Mr.
You
Brown.
You too, Mr. Brown.
Joy to the world.
Yes.
I hope you rock around your Christmas tree.
All right, man. You too.
Yeah. Oh, Noel.
Okay, we got it.
All right, man. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely loving that call. OMG, thank you so much for the laugh, Roy. 704 said, Roy, you made up for not sending Nicole a Christmas card with that prank call you made.
That's true. Earlier this morning, we talked about how I sent Manny and Loren a Christmas card, but not Nicole.
Up next, we've got to get into this because it is so amusing to me. Yahoo Finance. They want to talk about something we don't like to talk about on this show because, A, we don't know enough about it, and, B, everybody's got different thoughts. We'd all kill each other. The politics of Christmas. 37% of Americans think Frosty the Snowman is a Democrat.
Oh, my God. Come on.
What about Rudolph? What about the Grinch?
That dang icy liberal. We're going to discuss next.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
That's some list you got in front of you there, Loren.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. And we found this on Yahoo Finance, but it's the politics of Christmas. And the article goes on to say that 71% of Americans will acknowledge the season by saying Merry Christmas, And 27% will say happy holidays. Now, when that's broken down by parties, Democrat or Republican, 83% of Republicans will say Merry Christmas compared to 68% of independents and 63% of Democrats.
I forget. I mean, I guess the right thing to do would be saying happy holidays. Because you don't want to say Merry Christmas to someone who doesn't celebrate it.
We've got Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
I was walking in our lobby, and there was a winner picking up a prize, and I said, "Hey, happy holidays." And she said, "No, Merry Christmas."
Roy Brown.
See, and I feel like people who say Merry Christmas are very passionate about saying Merry Christmas.
Clearly, they're the ones that celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
Okay, so overall, 42% of Americans believe that Santa Claus is a Democrat, as compared to 35% who say he's a Republican, and 13% of libertarians who say that he's part of the Green Party.
Well, you know, Santa and them handouts, he just keeps giving them kids every year.
My dad probably thinks Santa's Republican, a Democrat.
This is so funny.
I feel like he loves everybody. He's everything.
Yeah.
He's everything and nothing at the same time. Go on.
All right. So Frosty the Snowman, 37% of Americans think he's a Democrat, and 30% thinks he's a Republican. Rudolph, these are so funny. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Uh-huh.
What do you guys think?
Rudolph, well, his parents, it's Donder, I think. And
Donner? Is it Donder?
No, we found out it was Donder, remember?
I call him Donner.
Like the party?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say he's Democrat, that Rudolph. He definitely is in the Democratic Party.
37% of Americans think he's a Republican, while 33% think he's a Democrat.
Oh, well, you know, he stands up, you know, when he's faced up against bullies, and evidently only Republicans
do
that.
This is why I love when you guys, the MRL fam, chime in, because 704 says, "I'm Jewish, and I say Merry Christmas," and then just seconds later, 954 said, "I say Happy Holidays because I am Jewish."
And then the last one, the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Oh, he's for sure a Republican Party, right? Or is he...
All right, so this is funny to me because 48% of Americans think at the beginning of the story he's a Republican and 37 think he's a Democrat. Then it flips at the end.
That's so funny.
You know, we don't get too political on the show, and I know that the three of us have conversations in here sometimes off the air, and we're just not smart enough to go on the air with it. This isn't NPR. We don't pretend to be.
Sure.
No, if you ever listen to like an entertainer on the radio's opinion for politics, you're wildly misguided.
There is definitely now more than ever with all the social media a loudness about the parties, whether you're Republican or Democrat. And if you're Republican, you're a certain person. And if you're a Democrat, you're a certain person. You know what? When I look at Roy, when I look at Loren, Nicole, anybody I meet on the street, the first thing that comes to my mind isn't, what's your political affiliation?
Right.
And
why
should I not like you? And that is why I still feel like there's goodness in the world, because it's all BS on the internet and on social media.
But when you look at Rudolph, you're like, that dang Republican, watch out.
Bleeding heart liberal. That red nose of his.
Red nose.
How dare.
Always lighting things up at night.
Let's just love each other and leave the political parties aside, because at the end of the day, does it really, really matter?
Amen, sister.
Republican or Democrat, if you get into a car wreck, someone is going to come save you, and you're not going to ask what their political affiliation is. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Right, through the police and fire and rescue, that the tax dollars that I fund.
Roy, you're not helping the situation. We're trying to make it a sweet present moment. All right, coming up, we are going to get into the Santa hotline. We'll see what the kids want for the holidays this year. Don't go anywhere. It's less than 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So it looks like Kate Middleton and Prince William are getting a little pushback. Their fans can't get over something that they did. And it was an attempt that Prince William made at some PDA, and Kate Middleton kind of shrugged him off. And fans think it's the most awkward moment ever. Now, of course, the royals aren't known for their PDA, but William and Kate had loosened up a little bit following the lead of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. So they're wondering if maybe it's just a stiff transition for them.
We need to get the queen on because she's looking for a social media person, and they actually placed that ad.
Yeah.
And we got to find out from the queen, like, what she's looking for a Buckingham Palace social media expert.
I'm not even sure the queen would know the answer to that.
I think we should check in on her later.
I don't know. Yeah. I just jumped back on The Crown, by the way. So now I'm trying to catch up after...
You know, I did too, but they changed the queen to an order queen.
What?
And I don't like it.
Wait, it's not the same actress?
No, they changed the actress, and I think that's not a good move.
Oh, no.
It's not a good move, because you can do makeup. You can make people look old.
Yeah.
No, they changed everyone. It's a whole new cast. I can't keep track of who's who.
Yeah, but Princess
Diana.
It'd be
awesome if the queen transitioned to a king.
Princess Diana's coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for that. Okay. So Jason Derulo, he is in the new movie Cats. And if you follow him on social media, you may know that he's blessed in the manhood department.
Ew.
Well, Andy Cohen recently asked him if that was airbrushed out of the Cats production. And he said, I'm 125% sure that they CGI'd it out. Mm. The tight cat suits that they wear are very tight and you can pretty much see everything. So he had to get a little negative help in that department, I suppose.
Wow.
Cats premieres on Friday. I saw it last night. It was great. I'll be putting a review up on kiss951.com. And Jason Derulo's song, Two Sides, is available now. Now, Kim Kardashian was just on Ellen's show, and she commented on her sister Kendall. She was on Eat Your Guts, or Spill Your Guts, or Eat Your Guts, mm-hmm. and she had to eat something disgusting or answer the question of ranking her siblings in the best parents from best to worst. And oof. Kim Kardashian says she probably shouldn't have done that.
To her defense, she did start it off with, you guys, they are all amazing yes. parents. So, of course, everyone's going to take just the order. I completely understood that Courtney was sensitive about that because she's an amazing parent. So Kendall just should have eaten a tarantula, whatever she had to
yeah.
do.
Oh, I didn't realize that caused drama.
Oh, of course yeah. it did. And E captured it all.
Yeah. And she also goes on to say that the drama between her and Courtney, it's not perfect right now, and she says that in the next season it gets way worse before it gets better.
Gosh, they're so good at promoting their seasons.
I know.
All right, what's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
All right, so this is a travel makeup organizer that has a makeup mirror attached to it with a light on it. Because how often, ladies, do we get in our hotel rooms and we're like, I can't see anything in here. The lighting is terrible. Or you need to pluck your eyebrows and you can't see. Well, now you can take your makeup light with you and all your makeup attached as well.
Okay. I love that you say you're talking about travel. Because we just found something online that said these are the arguments you'll get in while traveling for the holidays.
Mm.
So we'll talk about that. We want to know, like, what's the guaranteed argument you guys will get in? We'll talk about it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, I don't know if you are the normal American where you're already stressed over the holiday season, but there's this new study that says that the average American will get into 12 arguments during holiday travel. Tensions are already high. There's a lot of pressure on the holidays, but the average is 12 arguments.
Loren, will you have 12 arguments with Dallas before you make it to the airport?
The over-under is over. And not that's like probably all of traveling. But like we are going to, I'm actually meeting him in Atlanta on Friday, but then he's driving back with me.
You're going with Cash?
Cash, myself, Elena. Mm-hmm. Your Dallas is meeting us there. And then his mom is driving back with us. So we'll have 5 people in the car.
Mm.
And I guarantee everyone will fall asleep and Dallas will get mad because everyone's being a terrible co-pilot on the way home.
Yeah, my wife and I will probably, we're not traveling too far, but like there'll be arguments over the holidays for sure.
Yeah.
What are the 12 arguments that they break it down? Like you stop for directions, you're going too fast.
Oh, yeah. The kids are arguing in the back seat.
The biggest one is, bumper-to-bumper traffic, like when it's just congestion, and that's what causes the arguments.
Mm. Yeah, just the irritation. Same thing with the airport. Being irritated, going through the airport, make sure you have everything ready.
I'm going to be taking my dog up to Virginia, and I'm sure she's going to puke at least 3 times in my car. So, of course, my tension's going to be way high.
Is it bad that Dallas and I make it a point not to fly together when we have to fly with Cash?
What?
Yeah, like, so I know it will be a fight if we are together with Cash, because Cash doesn't want to sit in the seat, and Dallas and my parents so differently. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you take the flight ahead of us? That way you can get to the airport, go get the rental car, and then I don't have to deal with them bickering on the flight.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was so grown up of you two. And he doesn't object?
Oh, I don't think he knows that's the reason I told him to go on the first flight. But
what would he do? Let Cash run up and down the aisles, turn around, look at people?
He just gets irritated a lot quicker than I do.
Oh. See, I thought it would be the opposite.
No. You know, but I also, this sounds awful to say, but like I spend more time with Cash. Like I'm home with Cash Monday through Friday, and Dallas travels through the week. So like if Cash is throwing a fit, I know how to calm him down quicker than Dallas does. But Dallas thinks he knows how to calm him down. And when that doesn't work, he gets irritated.
Right, right. I wonder what your guaranteed argument is going to be over the holidays. And even if it's not during the travel, just like, you know, in the home, what's your guaranteed argument going to be? 704-570-9595. My guaranteed argument with my wife will probably be we're having her family over on Christmas Eve. Then we're going to my brother's house on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
The argument will be on Christmas Day that she's going to want to stick to Ruby's bed schedule, which means Ruby has to be asleep by 7:30, and I'll just be getting going with my wine and want to play games.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then she'll be like, it's time to leave. Or I'll say, hey, maybe we should take 2 cars. And that could be an argument. And then on Christmas Eve, I probably won't do enough. I'll either not have my eye on the kids while they're making food, or I'm too slow in the kitchen.
I'm seeing
cleaning
it's you.
Up.
I'm
no,
seeing
it is me. It's totally me.
I will say, though, at least you help. Like, there are some people that just go, like, MIA. This is not me, like, bashing my husband, but, like, it's really not. I love my husband, and he does help, like, leading up to the hour before, but he doesn't realize how much goes in, like, when you're having people over, the food and laying everything out and everything else, and he disappears, like, an hour before everyone gets there to get ready, and I'm like, I got ready 6 hours ago because I know how much goes into the last hour.
Right, and but quite honestly, my dad and that generation, he's in his late 70s now. They ate dinner and went into the TV room.
Right.
And they were in the TV room until the women called them into the kitchen for dinner. And quite honestly, if you ask my mom, she would say that was better. She didn't want him around. Like, he doesn't clean up right.
He'll get in her way.
Get out. Just leave me alone. But anyway, that might be our arguments. But we want to hear yours, so get on the phone now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
95.1, we are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
And we were talking, Roy, about the holiday seasons and the guaranteed arguments you're going to have with your significant others.
I've already started an argument.
Oh, over
at,
what?
At my house. Well, I so there was this plan for everyone to get together the day after Christmas. And since I had plans already with some friends that day, I said, hey, why don't we all just get together on Christmas Eve? And man, did I start a firestorm.
Oh, yeah?
Trying to move presents and give. I mean, it was.
You can't move Christmas.
I know.
We used to open, like, I don't know. I think this is an Italian thing, but we used to open gifts with the family on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Santa would come overnight and you would open his gifts on Christmas Day.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think that's an Italian thing.
No?
No.
We'd have like a big Italian dinner at my grandmother's house, then we'd open family gifts.
You're only 40% Italian.
Yeah.
You're not even fully Italian. Uh-huh.
Loren, eat up your pasta, then we open the presents, eh? Okay, Grandma. Loren, you can now open your presents. Look how much spaghetti is left.
Hit you with the wooden spoon.
Right.
Nothing funny about, nothing fun about Christmas. I had an aunt that can ruin anything. She was like the meanest aunt, you know what I mean? Like, we would see her for the holidays, and she'd have a cigarette in her hand, and, you know, I'd go to kiss her. She'd blow the smoke in my face. You know. Hey, what's your guaranteed argument going to be this year for the holidays? 704-570-9595. This is Jennifer, you guys. She's traveling to Massachusetts. Jennifer, what's your guaranteed argument going to be?
Oh, good Lord. It's already started. We haven't even left yet. I mean, he's like, when are we coming back to North Carolina? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, seriously. I understand, you know, his dad died 10 years ago, so he doesn't really want to go home, but it's like, you know, all our family's there, cousins, everything, and we fight the whole way. I mean, sometimes it takes 13 hours. One time it was like truck's trailer truck was flipped over. And
oh, my gosh.
It was 4 hours dead stop traffic. And oof. So...
why do you drive every year?
Because, you know, it used to be the kids, the dogs, the whole thing. Now it's like I board the dogs and I look at the kids and get rid of them. But I mean,
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like the drive from hell. Because
yeah.
There's always accidents. Connecticut is dead stop. Doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. or 8 a.m.
You know, North Carolina, we have license plate. It says the first in flight. And it's amazing because years ago, the Wright brothers out there by Wrightsville Beach, they invented the airplane. And Jennifer, I'm wondering if maybe you guys should jump on a plane.
Have you ever flown at the holidays? You know, sometimes it's like, it could be, oh my gosh. I mean, my mom just called me last week. They got 6 to 8 inches. We live on the southernmost tip of Massachusetts, Newport, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I don't even have a pair of gloves, or I can't even find socks. So I'm like, are you kidding me? And she's like, oh, we're going to get a big storm this weekend. So it's like, if you fly, you could be stuck in the airport forever. And I'm like, you know, you used to drive and then it's just no big deal, but you always have so much crap to bring with you. And I'm telling you.
When are you leaving?
We leave Saturday.
Oh, you leave Saturday. I was thinking like Friday. It would be hilarious if Jennifer was leaving like Friday morning early. She could butt dial us and just leave your phone out.
And let's listen to the argument.
And then we could just check in with you on your road trip.
My husband's a full-blooded Italian from up north. The F-bomb flies.
You
cannot do that.
That's okay. Lauren lets the F-bomb fly every once in a while on our podcast. It's quite all right. All right, Jennifer. Well, happy holidays. Thanks for sharing. And we hope maybe this one's just a tad better.
Oh, I'm hoping. I'm praying.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. You know, I love when people listen to us doing different things. You know, we're in here in a studio, three of us, sitting around a table discussing what's going on in our lives and what's going on in the world. Well, we just got a really, really cool text message from someone who is listening to us doing something so cool right now. That means we need to ask, where are you listening to us from? Hold on. 3 minutes. Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Loren Morning Show.
Where are you listening to us from right now?
You know, we do a podcast every day called the Rat Party Podcast, which you can get on the MRL on demand. You can find that with the Kiss 95.1 app. And we had a lot of people text in because on that podcast, we said, hey, where are you listening listening to us from? And when people texted in, said New York City,
Pennsylvania, Philadelphia,
yeah.
Everywhere,
Myrtle Beach, Las Vegas. Well, someone just sent in a picture. Actually, a bunch of people have since sent in pictures. But the first person that got us thinking about this was someone sent in a picture and said, I love listening to y'all every morning. Here I am 110 feet above the air on a cell phone tower.
Wow, that's so cool.
Earbuds in, listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Oh, that's scary.
I feel like we're too distracting for
I
you.
I know. Stop. An important job.
Well, who knows what they're doing. Maybe they're just cleaning it or moving a bird's nest out of the way.
Still.
704-570-9595. If you're in a cool spot right now, forget cool. Where are you listening to us right now? Maybe you're streaming us. Hmm. Maybe you're in a different state. Like, how far away are you? Where's Trucker Bob?
Yeah, where's he driving around?
704-570-9595. If you're listening to us in a cool spot.
Maybe you're operating one of the cranes that's building a skyscraper.
Man, we have hundreds of them around the area. Yeah. Those tower cranes are everywhere. Here's 706 just texted in, said, I'm listening to you while waiting on Santa to get all prepped for the day. Santa and I listen to y'all every morning.
Yay!
Nice. Merry Christmas!
Yay.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
How can we compete with that? That's a Santa, looks like at the mall, getting ready for picture day.
Yeah.
Aw. All right, 704-570-9595. You can text us, get to us. We're just curious, taking a little poll this morning. Where are y'all listening to us from? What's a cool spot? Like maybe at the airport, Roy. You know, we love that.
Yeah, people like throwing your bags in the back of a plane while you're listening in your headphones to the Manny, Roy, and the Roy Morning Show. How cool is that?
What's going on here, you think? On my computer.
Frozen?
Maybe.
Oh, no. Boy. Oh, no. There you go.
No. It didn't freeze.
No.
No. Roy, you're a superstar. You really know how to fix everything.
I do what I can.
All right, we'll take your phone calls. We're going to read a couple of these back coming up. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren on a Wednesday. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.